Chapter 8. Sunday. Kaoru and Hideyoshi on an information gathering outing. Kaoru supposed that he and his brother really did have a lot in common when it came to their tastes. Each of them preferred the androgynous, the petite, the wide-eyed. Of course, those narrow tastes weren't absolute, but Kaoru had no intention of informing Hikaru that. He was sure his brother had his own set of aesthetic loopholes. Yet, it was impossible not to draw comparisons between Haruhi and Hideyoshi. The blunt way of speaking, the seeming obliviousness to their own attractiveness, the way they flipped from indulgent to take no shit on the head of a pin, and, apparently, each of them had a penchant for going out for ice cream. Hideyoshi, in what was perhaps an act of kindness, chose a cup instead of a cone, so that he ate with a spoon. Though Kaoru would have loved to watch Hideyoshi's tongue do its work, that was certainly too much for a first date. An information-gathering outing, as Hideyoshi had reminded him on the phone on Sunday night. Kaoru had been anxious, and Hikaru had noticed. They'd played endless video games, had run around the house terrorizing the servants, anything to take Kaoru's mind off his ever-silent cell phone. By mid-afternoon, Hikaru made him plug in his phone and then began a wrestling match so violent that they knocked the mattress half off the box spring. And then, bed frame squeaking in protest, Kaoru launched himself onto the bed to check for voicemails. Just as his heart began to sink, his display lit up with Hideyoshi's picture, and he'd answered. He had been so engrossed that he hadn't even noticed Hikaru climbing onto his back, pressing his head close enough to the handset to hear Hideyoshi through the speaker.
"I can hear you breathing, Kaoru. What have you been doing?"
Said Kaoru, all charm escaping him. Hideyoshi said, "Never mind. For this particular bout of information gathering, meet me at 2 at the Kihachi Center, the ice cream place by the east entrance." "You like window shopping?" asked Kaoru, then winced as Hikaru rolled his eyes at him.
"Not particularly, but I read that they're testing out a variation on their green tea flavor. I want to try it out."
Kaoru wanted to tell him that he had kitchen staff that would gladly make him ice cream, from scratch, in any flavor he desired. It could be ready in the time it would take for Kaoru to pick him up. But the point was to get away, to go out, and spend a little bit of the afternoon without having to think about anything but each other. So he'd agreed. And at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, he'd left his house and ridden to the Kihachi strip mall and dismissed his driver, and Hikaru, despite strenuous protest, at the east entrance. At 1:50, he'd walked, looking carefree, over to a bench by the ice cream shop. He sat, looking around, and was startled by Hideyoshi handing him a cup of ice cream from over his shoulder. Green tea flavor.
"Thanks. Shouldn't I be the one treating, since I asked?"
Hideyoshi came and sat beside him.
"I decided where we went."
Kaoru almost didn't hear the smile. Yes, he'd gone casual but attractive, hoping to pique Hideyoshi's interest in jeans that were definitely a better fit than his Oron slacks. But Hideyoshi had put him to shame without even trying. The pale blue collared shirt, a soft gray sweater vest, and jeans. And the sweater vest wasn't even fitted. It hung a little long, so only the barest tails of his shirt showed below the hem. Kaoru thought he might swallow his own tongue. It was sexier than anything, and it was the sort of clothing a little old man would wear.
"Guess it's on me next time," he said, smiling. He had a bit of the ice cream, and realized it was pretty good, refreshing even.
Hideyoshi gave him a mild warning look.
"Don't get ahead of yourself."
Kaoru sighed a little. "Still haven't forgiven the host club. I was trying to get away from that."
"It's not that. You seem pretty confident that this is the first of a series," said Hideyoshi, lifting his chin. "I'm not."
"Tough crowd," acknowledged Kaoru, smiling wryly. "So, how do I get past level 1? Hideyoshi crossed his legs. Kaoru caught a hint of a white sock against the skin of Hideyoshi's ankle,
where his pants rode up. I thought that was obvious. Clear the obstacles, defeat the boss, raise the flag. Kaoru blinked, and when Hideyoshi began to smile, Kaoru knew he was in a hell of a lot of trouble. And then the fireworks, right? That's only if you get a high score. Tell me, how does it taste? The ice cream? Asked Kaoru. Your own medicine, answered Hideyoshi, raising one eyebrow. Hideyoshi was purposefully unbalancing him. Kaoru knew it, especially as Hideyoshi's expression turned cool. He bit the end of his spoon, putting on a contemplative face. He said, Pretty good, actually. But today's not about what I like, is it? I'm unimpressed, said Hideyoshi, but the blush creeping up his throat gave him away. Kaoru had another mouthful of ice cream. He noticed, peeking out from around the facade of the movie theater not 30 yards away, a sliver of a face topped with shining blonde hair. We're being tailed, he said conversationally. Don't look around. Hideyoshi frowned, his earlier easiness lost. Seriously? I swear I didn't tell them. It must have been Hikaru. Kaoru sighed, then got up and held out his hand. Come on, I've got an idea. Hideyoshi stood on his own, dusting off the back of his pants. Honestly, I'm not in the mood for hide-and-seek. Kaoru grinned at him. But isn't playing games a good way to get to know somebody? It worked in grade school, right? Hideyoshi had a bite of ice cream. So this is a game to you? Kaoru blinked. He glanced over to the little bit of blonde hair he could still see, and let out a breath. He straightened. No, it's not. Hideyoshi sat back down. I'll wait. Kaoru looked at him for a long moment, for as long as Hideyoshi maintained eye contact. Then he held out the cup and said, Hold on to this for me. Hideyoshi obliged, taking the cup and setting it on the bench next to him. Kaoru put his hands in his pockets and headed toward Tamaki. Hideyoshi ate his ice cream slowly, savoring it. It was well made, with a lot of cream, but enough tea to make the flavor crisp. It melted slowly, with few bubbles and no ice crystals, spreading over his tongue in thick sheets. He could hear, above the quiet roar of shoppers, of people parking their cars, of people thumping off the bus, of people ordering their own ice creams and walking their dogs in the sunshine, the sound of Kaoru telling the rest of the host club to kindly piss off. Kaoru's words were gentler, but still quite firm, and left no room for loopholes. The best part, thought Hideyoshi, was that they hadn't cut their green tea with vanilla. He didn't know whether to be more upset that Honey and Mori were with them, or that Fujioka wasn't. He had the distinct feeling she wouldn't approve, and that she hadn't been told. He tucked Kaoru's ice cream into the shade by his hip so it wouldn't melt without him. When Kaoru came back, his back straight and his shoulders squared, Hideyoshi held the cup out to him and let their fingers brush. I don't want to talk about the host club, said Hideyoshi, turning toward Kaoru. At all. Small world, said Kaoru. He lifted a spoonful of mostly liquid ice cream to his mouth and sighed as he swallowed it. Hideyoshi watched him for a moment. He thought, very concertedly, about what it would be like to kiss him, and decided that, just then, he couldn't quite imagine it. I believe you. Kaoru snorted. Thanks. So what do you want to do then? No games. Hideyoshi considered. He was gathering information, and he needed to know certain things. Did the things Kaoru liked mirror the things he liked? Were they compatible even on superficial levels? He leaned back and patted the seat beside him. Finish your ice cream, and we'll walk to the bookstore. Kaoru sat, then raised an eyebrow. I thought you didn't want to shop. Research, said Hideyoshi. Oh-ho, said Kaoru, his smile quirking. I get it. Hideyoshi scraped the bottom of his cup and lifted his spoon to his mouth. Do you? When Kaoru was quiet for too long, He furrowed his brow.
What?
Kaoru lifted his hand and touched the backs of his fingers to the corner of Hideyoshi's mouth.
Deciding, he said, sucking a drop of green cream from his skin.
Hideyoshi bit his lip where Kaoru touched him and frowned.
You decided not to tell me?
I decided to use my hand, said Kaoru.
Hideyoshi had long counseled himself not to succumb to Kaoru's flirtatiousness, but it was difficult when Kaoru's hand lingered near his mouth.
That's seriously inappropriate, he said, looking away.
I don't have to use my hand next time, if that would be better, said Kaoru, grinning like he'd scored a point.
You know, thinking that you're good-looking and liking you as a person are two very separate things.
Kaoru leaned forward. So, you think I'm good-looking?
Don't fish, said Hideyoshi, poking Kaoru in the center of his forehead with the end of his spoon.
So, the research is about whether or not you like me, and you're the kind of guy who likes bookstores.
Kaoru ducked away from the spoon. Or is it more about what I'd read than that I read?
Hideyoshi raised an eyebrow. Let's just say I have friends who devour every magazine they come across. For the articles.
Kaoru wrinkled his nose.
Ugh.
Seriously? Asked Hideyoshi. There was no way Kaoru was playing less pervy than thou.
Kaoru raised an eyebrow right back.
If you want to keep having this conversation, then yeah, seriously. With that sort of thing, you have to touch the pages.
Remind me never to borrow your computer then,
deadpanned Hideyoshi.
If this isn't a date, why are we talking about how I jerk off? Asked Kaoru, though he dropped his voice and, if the flush on his cheeks was any indication, he'd grown a touch uncomfortable.
Hideyoshi looked him up and down and said,
Information gathering.
Kaoru blinked at him, then sank down onto the bench and filled his mouth with cream.
This was not on the study guide.
It's not a test. You don't have to answer my questions. Hideyoshi tilted his head. It's natural for a young man of your age.
Kaoru snorted and smacked their knees together.
Uncle!
No role-playing, said Hideyoshi mildly, making Kaoru laugh.
Can you eat and walk at the same time?
Kaoru got up and held out his hand. Hideyoshi put his empty cup in it, and Kaoru didn't miss a beat, slipping his cup into Hideyoshi's and swiping Hideyoshi's spoon to use for himself.
Depends on what I'm eating, but this'll be fine.
Hideyoshi fell into step beside Kaoru and sighed. It wasn't easy, being a smartass consistently, but it seemed the only time Kaoru was really honest was when he was uncomfortable. So he played dirty, letting his eyes linger on a passing girl.
Hideyoshi, over here, said Kaoru, sounding only mildly irritated.
Sorry, I was just thinking that I needed one of those. Black pleated skirts. They're really versatile for the work I do.
Kaoru raised an eyebrow.
Yeah? Let me make you one, then.
Hideyoshi blinked.
What's your rate?
Friends get a discount, he grinned. I wasn't lying when I said my mother's a fashion designer. If I ever want to follow her, I have to know the basics. Women's wear is where most people start, but the base measurements aren't going to suit your body.
Hideyoshi snorted. I know how to tailor my own costumes if I need to.
Well, okay. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't be nice to have a few things designed specifically for you, right?
Kaoru smiled at him.
If you're actually my boyfriend by that point, I'll do it for free.
You're haggling? Asked Hideyoshi, tucking his hands into his pockets.
Kaoru shrugged. You'd be naive if you thought dating someone was only attractive for its emotional benefits.
Hideyoshi hummed. So does that mean you'd rather I wore women's clothes?
I'd rather you wore something I made, if it came down to it.
Property of Kaoru sewn on the tag?
Said Hideyoshi dryly. Kaoru shrugged. I'm not that obvious. It'd just be something for the both of us to know.
Hideyoshi couldn't help but find that strangely romantic. He shook his head. I only do it for shows.
Kaoru looked over.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask about that. Are there, like, no girls interested in acting at your school?
No. As a matter of fact, so many try out that usually some of them play men.
Huh, said Kaoru, throwing away their empty ice cream cups. I guess that makes sense if you follow everything to its most extreme conclusion.
Hideyoshi smiled a little. You're taking all of this in pretty good stride.
Most of the girls at my school think I fuck my brother, said Kaoru, shrugging. He grinned down at Hideyoshi. After that, cross-dressing isn't something to get hung up on.
Why do you do that anyway?
Asked Hideyoshi, letting Kaoru open the door of the bookstore for him.
All of that brotherly love play.
When you don't much like anyone, but you're a host, it's best to pick the one person you can stand consistently and create a romance storyline.
Kaoru paused by the first table of bestsellers, looking them over. There wasn't a more logical choice.
Hideyoshi watched him for a moment.
And it's not like you've ever done those things you've played at.
Kaoru looked over, met Hideyoshi's eyes, and smiled. He sucked his lower lip between his teeth.
Of course not.
Which meant they had, or had wanted to and stopped, that they were far closer brothers than he had ever been to his sister. That if they isolated themselves from other people voluntarily, they'd be more or less alone when it came time to experiment. Hideyoshi considered this for a long moment, until Kaoru put both his hands on his shoulders and gave him a gentle push.
Look, it's all the year project books!
The what? Asked Hideyoshi, jolted from his thoughts.
You know, the year projects. Someone does something, or doesn't do something, for a whole year, and then writes a book about it.
Kaoru picked one up, flipped it open so Hideyoshi could see the inside of the dust jacket. The one Kaoru held was about not eating or using any product derived from or made of animals. Hideyoshi scanned the jacket and said,
You've read a lot of these?
They're crazy, agreed Kaoru, nodding. I mean, you'd think the whole thing would be propaganda to either do or not do the same thing as the author, but a lot of the time it's more like how devoting yourself to something so deeply helps you understand it from the perspective of not taking it for granted. It's kind of like something I picked up a few months ago.
Not taking things for granted? Asked Hideyoshi, raising an eyebrow.
Kaoru shrugged good-naturedly. If you want to put it that way. I didn't say I was good at it yet. It's like thinking about breathing, or the way your tongue feels in your mouth.
Almost immediately, Hideyoshi bit down on the side of his own tongue. That was cruel.
Kaoru smiled at him and put the book back.
But that's what it's like. I mean, you take things for granted, too.
Hideyoshi stepped past him.
I didn't say I was innocent.
So you can understand the principle. That's why I like them.
Kaoru followed, putting one hand on Hideyoshi's shoulder.
Hideyoshi let it stay and wandered the aisles. Near the gardening section, he stopped and frowned. In the aisle, a young man with long red hair, one that looked eerily familiar, stood perusing the books.
Recognition came to Hideyoshi in a flash. It was the red-headed boy that had sat with Fujioka during the duel he and Yuji had won against Yuko and Shoko. He nearly growled.
We're still being followed.
Kaoru blinked, and then said,
What? No! No, that's just Bossa Nova.
At the name, the redhead looked up, then blinked.
Hi.
He goes to Oron, too. Kaoru waved a little, and the redhead perked up, waving back. Though his features were serene, they softened when he smiled.
Hideyoshi sighed. So did you want to go over then?
I can introduce my date, sure, said Kaoru, giving him a grin.
I don't want to step in on a date, said the redhead, obviously having overheard them. It's cool.
Hideyoshi considered arguing, then sighed.
What's your real name?
The redhead glanced at Kaoru, then shrugged.
Kasanoda.
I'm Kinoshita. If you spend a lot of time with the hosts, I guess you'll see me around for a while.
That's cool, said Kasanoda, nodding to him.
Hideyoshi's going to be one of us for a bit, since our prince beat Fumizuki in their duel.
Kaoru smiled, tucking his arm a little better around Hideyoshi.
Kasanoda colored.
So is this like, a Fujioka thing?
Hideyoshi realized suddenly why Kaoru was avoiding gender-descriptive nouns. Firmly, he said,
No, I'm a guy.
Kasanoda colored more deeply. He nodded.
Right. I won't tell, Kinoshita. It's cool.
Actually, he's not lying, said Kaoru, his smile only a touch wicked. He really is a guy.
Kasanoda held up his hands. I get it, all right. It's cool. I promise. I know how to keep my mouth shut.
Hideyoshi huffed and shook his head.
Right. Well, it was nice to meet you, Kasanoda.
As soon as they made it out of the aisle, he elbowed Kaoru in the short ribs.
Ow!
Kaoru snickered, curling his hand a little more around Hideyoshi's shoulder. Come on, he's a sweet guy. He'll figure it out eventually.
Why the hell don't you use his name? Asked Hideyoshi.
He kind of came to Mori-senpai for lessons on how to be less scary. Don't look at me like that. I'm serious. And we kind of unanimously decided that giving him nicknames was cute. A way to make him less serious.
It's disrespectful, said Hideyoshi, tucking his hands into his pockets again.
Kaoru shrugged. That's the point. He's the son of the head of the Kasanoda Syndicate. His life is about being respected, but he wanted to be one of the guys for a while. And that means you call each other stupid things.
And he knows about Fujioka.
Kaoru shrugged again, looking suddenly engrossed by an aisle cap of murder mysteries featuring magical cats. Unintended side effect, but he's sworn to keep her secret, because he's sweet on her.
He thinks I'm a girl.
So do most people at first glance, right? Kaoru squinted at the cover of a paperback that had entirely too much glitter embedded in the ink. We did all we could, short of taking him somewhere private.
Hideyoshi huffed. I'm not giving shows in the men's room.
I sincerely don't want you to, said Kaoru, looking back over. Or anywhere else, for that matter.
Snottily, Hideyoshi murmured. I thought you were going to come see me perform.
You're doing those kind of shows? Kaoru grinned at him. Come on, I know who you are, and as far as I'm concerned, that's enough. Hideyoshi sighed, letting his ruffled feathers settle. Kaoru was wearing the same cologne as he had on Friday, and it was still nice.
You sound like you're hosting.
No, I sound like Haruhi when she's hosting. Which, given that she's a daikon radish, means she's completely honest the entire time.
A girl pretending to be a boy can't act,
murmured Hideyoshi, letting Kaoru steer him toward the back door of the bookstore, where the notebooks and magazines and bookends mixed together on tables. Kaoru chuckled. Not to save her life. The androgyny came with the package. She really, truly doesn't care. Hideyoshi hummed, then paused. One of the magazines, displayed prominently, had the name Hitachin in the header. Kaoru, noticing, said, Oh, yeah, our mother's done an interview for that one. I guess it finally got published. That in-over-his-head feeling resurfaced, and Hideyoshi felt suddenly unbalanced.
Oh.
Kaoru looked down and leaned Hideyoshi a little better against him. Come on, that ice cream kind of made me thirsty. You know where I can get a bottle of water around here? Hideyoshi let himself be led away. He took Kaoru to a vending machine by the payphones and watched him feed a few bills into it. Kaoru, whose mother gave interviews to magazines, who talked about making clothes for him, who teased Yakuza, who went out in public on a date with another boy. Kaoru turned to him and offered him a second bottle, damp with condensation. Here, I got one for you.
Hideyoshi watched him as he accepted the bottle and cracked the seal on the cap. He took a long swallow. He refused to be starstruck.
Thanks.
Kaoru smiled back at him.
Of course. You, don't mind about our mom, right?
Hideyoshi huffed, capping his water bottle. Why would I mind? She's your mother.
Kaoru's smile quirked.
Exactly. Again, he slipped his arm around Hideyoshi's shoulders. Hideyoshi let it stay.
You're pretty bold.
Most people think you're a girl. A bit of a tomboy, but a girl. No friction, you know.
Hideyoshi looked up and frowned at him.
So what's the point, then? I'm not a girl.
Kaoru stopped.
No, hold on, wait! He turned to face Hideyoshi, looking down at him with an expression akin to pain.
The point is that you're not, Hideyoshi. I like you. I don't see any reason not to get away with whatever the hell we can in public. But if you don't like it, then fuck that, okay? I didn't think you cared.
Hideyoshi chewed his lip. I always care. It's just too troublesome to correct every person on the street.
Kaoru smiled wryly.
Ever thought about shaving your head or something?
Hideyoshi flushed. He knew he'd been caught when Kaoru grinned.
That's gross.
Kaoru straightened Hideyoshi's collar.
It'd clear up the confusion, but you wouldn't be quite so beautiful. And that confusion's just a little bit sexy, isn't it?
Hideyoshi looked away, frowning. He'd never been accused outright, but he knew it was coming when Kaoru moved to straighten the shoulders of his sweater vest.
You know what, Hideyoshi? I think you're a tease.
Just as Hideyoshi's frown grew more severe, Kaoru let go and smiled at him.
So let's walk around like a couple. It's a game neither of us has played.
Before Hideyoshi could again accuse Kaoru of being insincere, Kaoru leaned in close and whispered,
But underneath it all, each of us knows the truth. You're deciding whether or not I'm worth it, and I'm proving that I am.
Kaoru straightened and winked.
Anyway, that little bit of evil in you is the reason I like you so much. Or, well, one of them.
Hideyoshi considered for a long moment. Then he uncapped his water and upended the entire bottle over Kaoru's head.
Oh dear, he murmured as Kaoru sputtered. Clumsy me.
And now I'm dripping, said Kaoru, advancing again, leaning over Hideyoshi so the water spattered over him.
Oh dear!
It was give and take. Kaoru pushed, Hideyoshi pushed back. Kaoru attacked, Hideyoshi parried, and took a swipe in return. Kaoru accepted the blow and pressed forward with no thought to defense. Time seemed to slow down. Hideyoshi opened his mouth to retort. A drop of water fell from Kaoru's chin to the corner of Hideyoshi's lips. Hideyoshi flinched at the cold. Kaoru made a soft, low sound. And time caught up, just as Kaoru swooped in to kiss him. Kaoru's mouth was hot, and the water was cold as it seeped from Kaoru's shirt into his collar. His hands moved like snakes, coiling around Hideyoshi's shoulders and refusing to release. And yet, when the shock wore off, those tight hands betrayed a nervousness that showed in the tender movements of Kaoru's lips. Hideyoshi sighed. It wasn't what he wanted to be doing. But Kaoru had started it, and he'd considered kissing him.
Yes. So...
He reached up, not to roll his shoulders out of Kaoru's grip, but to touch the side of Kaoru's neck. He tipped his head back, just a little, and waited until Kaoru stopped.
Seriously?
Breathed Hideyoshi.
Good moment, said Kaoru, his eyes fluttering open.
Kaoru's hands kneaded at his shoulders.
Bad kiss.
Hideyoshi tucked his hand a little more tightly around the back of Kaoru's neck and squeezed to keep Kaoru from jerking back.
Let me lead.
And, hidden by payphones, dripping wet and freezing cold, Hideyoshi pulled Kaoru down and tried again. Kaoru's mouth was still hot. His lips were soft. Kaoru's hands relaxed first, settled into trusting. The kiss got better.
Hideyoshi hadn't kissed anyone offstage, but the roles he'd played, even kissing with thumbs in the way, or hands obscuring, taught him well enough how his body should move. The rest was swallowing his own sudden bout of nerves and just moving. Instinct. He realized Kaoru was panting just as the cold water from Kaoru's shirt soaked through his sweater vest. The cold seeped over his skin and he shivered. Kaoru said, "Oh." Hideyoshi swallowed. He must have gone insane. He must have just been crazy. "We should probably call it a day," he said. "Tease," groaned Kaoru, with feeling. Hideyoshi raised an eyebrow at him. "How old are you? 15? "Old man," Kaoru cried, petting his hair back from his face. "That's not fair." "You kissed me, without asking, and I was kind enough to show you the right way." Kaoru began to smile, and Hideyoshi broke, laughing. "This is so teenaged. Hell, come on. Come back with me. Let's go somewhere else." Hideyoshi shook his head. "No, we're done. That's really it. Okay? For today." Kaoru petted down his arms, down his sides. "Not fair. Really not fair." "Pushy." Hideyoshi let Kaoru's hands move, but stood his ground. "You screwed up the first one, so you don't get to pick anymore. I'm driving." "You can drive," said Kaoru, nodding. "Green light." Hideyoshi pushed his chest and took a few steps away, turning his back on Kaoru. "You can't honestly expect to pressure me if you're going to be that corny." Kaoru huffed. "Right, right. Okay, right." Hideyoshi turned, watching Kaoru shake some of the water out of his hair. He didn't regret it, and that was probably the weirdest part. "Hideyoshi, let me drive you home." Kaoru smiled at him and shrugged. "You're home." Hideyoshi sighed. "Yeah, okay." Kaoru stepped forward and held out his water bottle, still mostly full. Hideyoshi took it and had a drink. Kaoru put his hand between Hideyoshi's shoulders. "I'll get the driver to bring some towels." Hideyoshi wrinkled his nose, but let Kaoru lead him into the sunshine so they could air dry while waiting for the car. Kaoru called and let his hand drop from Hideyoshi's back as he spoke. After just how close they'd gotten, the distance was welcome. "I'm not going to get to do that again today," said Kaoru, like he was testing out the idea. "No, you aren't." Hideyoshi smoothed down the front of his vest. "And I'm not sorry." "No, no, wouldn't want to shine the buff off." Hideyoshi sighed and tossed the water bottle back at him. Kaoru snickered and let it hit him in the chest before he caught it. "So, everyone knows we went out?" Hideyoshi looked over. "Yeah, but all of them move so slowly that a first date doesn't really mean anything." "So which one of us is easy? I'm thinking it's you." Kaoru grinned, then shrugged. "I'm an artist. We're supposed to be free spirits, right?" Hideyoshi rolled his eyes, then tucked his hands into his pockets and looked over out of the corner of his eye. "Kaoru, why did you think Otori had asked me out when I told you I was busy yesterday?" Kaoru gave a strained little laugh. "Oh, that. We kind of made out once over the summer break. It wasn't anything serious, just when he decides he wants something, he's a little ruthless about it." Hideyoshi winced. "Whoa, things I could have died without knowing." "Ha!" Kaoru bit the side of his lip. "Well, I never told Hikaru about that, and I'm not going to tell him about this either." "So, oh." Hideyoshi looked over. From a pair of twins as tight as Hikaru and Kaoru were, he got the feeling secrets were far and few between. "Good. Not that I'm ashamed or anything, but you play it pretty close to the vest, don't you?" Kaoru smiled. He tucked his hands behind his back, clasped his own elbows, and rocked up onto the balls of his feet. "Not that I'm complaining, but maybe next time I could get a little information gathering in.
You're still confident there's going to be a next time, said Hideyoshi, just to watch the way Kaoru flushed a little.
Well, isn't there?
You made out with Otori. Aren't I kind of a step down?
Hideyoshi didn't realize it irritated him until he said it out loud.
Kaoru smacked his own forehead.
No, you have human emotions.
That's unkind.
So? I'm allowed a few shots at him because he decided to pretend it didn't happen.
Hideyoshi sucked on the inside of his cheek.
Sure you're not hung up on him?
Now you're just being mean.
Kaoru turned, wrapping his arms around himself.
Hideyoshi let out a sigh. He knew he was no competition for another rich boy, handsome or not. These guys were playing in a different league. If Otori changed his mind and called, there wasn't a concrete reason Kaoru wouldn't come running. But at the same time, Kaoru had done nothing but pursue Hideyoshi, in word and action. And if he'd kissed Otori, he either hadn't meant it or hadn't learned anything, if the way he'd kissed Hideyoshi was any indication. Maybe it was just nerves. But then that meant Kaoru had been nervous about kissing him. He decided to believe him.
Sorry, he said, and looked over to see Kaoru's countenance brighten.
Riley, Kaoru said, you know, for a guy as hot as you are, you're pretty insecure.
Shut up, said Hideyoshi, and found no reason not to let Kaoru know he'd smiled.
When the car pulled up, they were still smiling. Hideyoshi let the driver hand him a towel and slipped into the seat beside Kaoru to pat himself dry. Only once he'd gotten his seatbelt on did he realize Hikaru was in the front seat, craned around like a mother scolding her children.
Kaoru threw his water bottle at him.
Turn around, it's unsafe to sit like that.
Why are you guys so wet?
Asked Hikaru, sitting correctly and utilizing the side mirror to peer at them both.
Hideyoshi put his elbow on the armrest and gazed at the window with an expression of disinterest.
Kaoru said, Baby poured his water on my head.
Hideyoshi grit his teeth.
I told you not to call me that.
Kaoru snickered, and Hikaru sighed.
Seriously? You dumbass! After all that coaching you gave me, you couldn't make it through a single afternoon without pissing him off?
He's right here, Hikaru, growled Hideyoshi, beginning to glare out the window.
It must be genetic, said Kaoru, tucking his towel around his neck.
As Hikaru groaned and clapped a hand over his eyes, Kaoru leaned their knees together. The touch was so brief Hideyoshi almost didn't notice it, and by then it was gone again.
Hideyoshi looked out the window, watching the pedestrians blur into unrecognizable patches of color, and thought about the smell of Kaoru, up that close, his cologne, and the mild flavor of sugared green tea.